we go.
Well, it's time for Non-Sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-Sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-Sports segment.
Easy, Eduardo. Bribe backs. We are back. This is the bonus show. So you just would have heard the regular show, and now you're on to the bonus show, which is a separate show from the regular show. And I only say that because there's a lot of dummies in the audience. Ed, how's it going?
It's going great.
Fantastic.
For me.
Yes.
But for Diddy, not so great.
So we ended the show on this last week, Ed. P. Diddy. What's going on with him? It doesn't sound good. What do we need to know?
He was arrested at a New York City hotel by Homeland Security. And when they did a raid on his home, 1,000 bottles of baby oil were seized at his home. Now, why would they need to seize baby oil?
That's a really good question.
What are they doing with it?
Couldn't they just document it? Like, they don't seize the contents of the entire residence.
Right. If you have one bottle of baby oil, you'd be like, okay, we'll take one of these. And then just imagine 999 more bottles of that.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I get he's rich and so he has storage, but it seems inefficient to have 1,000 bottles.
Yeah. Well, you'd buy in bulk at that point. You get the 55-gallon drum.
But do you need 1,000?
No.
Like, if you bought in bulk and bought a case of it.
Yeah. Then you have one for every bedroom. 1,000. Yeah, you have one for every bedroom, one for every bathroom, and then you're loaded on baby oil. Now, baby oil, you know, I'm not too up on the lubricant game, you know? I mean, I've been involved in some lubes in my day. It's my understanding that you want the kind that, like...
If you want to go in through the outdoor.
Yes, you want the kind that doesn't really go away. You want it around, but also you don't want something with a strong odor. And baby oil is very strongly scented. Like, you don't...
Yeah.
Who wants their whole house smelling like baby oil? That's a strong smell. Further details are emerging about the charges against Sean Diddy Combs. Mere hours after he was arrested in New York, federal indictment was unsealed and obtained by NBC News, accusing Combs of racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution.
You know, I gotta be honest, I'm still not sure. What is he? He's accused. Like, I know that there's underage stuff, but what was he like pulling an Epstein? Like, what was he?
Here's what the conspiracy people will point out to you. He didn't get charged with any underage stuff that's been reported.
That's just rumored stuff.
Yeah, that hasn't been charged, meaning maybe there's some people associated with. But so also supposedly he had all of his rooms had cameras in them. So he was recording. What do you call these, Ed? The freak offs? Freak out?
Yeah, the freak-offs.
The freak-offs. He was
for blackmail purposes.
He was recording the freak-offs, and it's my understanding that there's freak-off video that includes Kevin Hart. Also, today I saw something that said that many celebrities are deleting their Instagrams.
Oh, was it Usher deleted?
Yes, his Instagram? Usher, Megan Fox. That pink dude, lots of people are suddenly people that may or may not have been involved with the Did Man, the Diddler, in one way or another are not wanting that out there. And so they're just shutting everything down. The documents allege that the music mogul organized. Crazy that my brain would think that, because I went to say organated. That's not even a word.
I know. It's very hard.
What's organated?
To read, but it's hard to read. Like, it's hard to speak when, even though we've been doing this podcast forever, it's sometimes hard to read aloud.
The documents alleged that the music mogul organized freak-offs or elaborate sex performances during which female victims were compelled through force, threats of force, and coercion to cause victims to engage in extended sex acts with male commercial sex workers. Per the indictment, among supplies seized by authorities from Diddy's homes earlier this year were 1,000 bottles of baby oil. So, hold on, Ed. Guy's got four houses. That could be 250 bottles of baby oil per house. So that's normal.
You still would
Who doesn't need have that many?
One bottle and then just take pictures and be like, yeah. Like, you know, when Senator Bob Menendez.
Yeah. Your senator.
They had the gold bullion.
Yeah.
My senator.
Yeah.
They took pictures of where it all was. But that's gold bullion. You have to seize that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't have to seize baby oil. Is not a. Something you need to seize?
Yeah, no.
You seize one just to say, like, this is the evidence, but here's a picture of 999 more bottles.
Yes, exactly. Combs, colognes. I almost said colognes. Bartolo Colon is involved. Hey, he was on the Mets. I bet Bartolo Colon hit up a couple freak-offs. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. Combs is also accused in the documents of arranging, directing, masturbating during...
Is this a Rain City Jack situation?
And often electronically recording the freak-offs and of transporting commercial sex workers across state lines and internationally. The alleged freak-offs, per the indictment, occurred regularly and often lasted multiple days and involved multiple sex workers.
That's way too much time.
This is way too much.
Who needs that kind of length of time
How are you going to do a three-day freak-off?
Yeah, it's too much freak-off. My freak-offs tend to be like a half hour.
That's a plenty amount of time for a freak-off. 30-minute freak-off is all you need. Now, were they rotating like new guests through for new freaking off?
I would hope so. Because there'd be too much chafing.
No, nobody's like, hey, Megan Fox, where have you been for the last 3 days? And she's like, oh, I've been at Diddy's house freaking off.
I was freaking off.
Yeah, 3 days. I mean, that's just too... People got kids. They got soccer practice and shit.
Do you think, like, she was freaking off while married to David Silver? Or was this, like, Machine Gun Kelly?
MGK. Yeah, I'm thinking so. During freak-offs, Combs distributed a variety of controlled substances to victims, in part to keep the victims obedient and compliant. The indictment reads, adding, the victims and Combs himself often received IV fluids to recover from the exertion and drug use.
This is 3 day freak off.
Yeah.
Stuff. You need replenishment.
Rehydrating.
You're doing a 3 day freak off.
Yeah, so they can keep freaking. So they can increase the refract or decrease the refractory, so they can continue to freak off.
Why don't you just call the bench? Why don't you just go to the bullpen?
Yeah,
they're having one guy. They're using. It's like Harris in Major League. They're just using that one old vet.
Yeah.
To do all the freaking off.
And also, Harris used a lot of baby oil, so that actually is a very good metaphor, Ed. Yeah,
I'm in full circle here.
It's flipping it. I mean, Ed, like, I'm good. I get one nut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Same. I'm good for a couple days. Like, I don't.
I got that one in me.
Yeah, yeah. Like, maybe if I do.
I don't need 3 day freak off.
No, maybe if I do an early part of the day one day, then I go through the whole day and sleep that night, and then it's the next day, and it's like the late afternoon. That's like my minimum, you know, like,
sure,
like, but like 36 hour freak off refractory.
I don't do a half-assed freak off.
Oh no.
I get all the freak off.
I put it out there. Yeah. 100%. Yep.
I get it all done.
Mm. Yeah.
But like I said, like half hour freak off and I'm freaked off.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. No, you put down a full dailying. And you're going to need to recover from that. Similarly,
sure.
I Beckner somebody, and you know they're going to need some time. I'm going to need some time because I gave it my all.
3 days of this?
No, it's too much. IV fluids. Sometimes, unbeknownst to the victims, Combs kept video he filmed of victims engaging in sex acts with commercial sex workers. The rapper...
It's always smart to put things in writing and video. Yeah. It's always good to document stuff.
Well, if you're going to use it against somebody, you know, if you want them to...
When you're doing illegal freak-offs, probably don't want them to film that.
If you want them to sign over the rights to their number one hit, make you a producer on something, you go, hey, by the way, that sex worker you were freaking off with, she was 16. You know, like that. It's that, like, it's that kind of shit that they do.
I'm saying, but if you don't want to be at the wrong end of the law, you can't have that documented. So he used it for his purposes, but it was the boomerang was going to come back.
Coming back. That's right.
Yeah.
Coming back on him. Totally agree with you there.
Speaking of keeping things in writing.
Tell me.
The North Carolina gubernatorial candidate, Mark Robinson. This is a dude who was visiting porn websites and he would dabble in writing about leaving in the comments section about the porn he was watching, but then also talk about how he hated Jews and he was a black Nazi.
In on porno websites.
Yeah, like he just like there's like I saw a whole thing like he watched like a trans video and he's like, I like the feminine side and the masculine side. I like both of these things. And then like further down on the comments, he's like, I just want to say that Jews are the biggest problem to America. And I consider myself a black Nazi.
North Carolina.
This guy was up to some shit.
Well, just by virtue of the fact that he was signing in and commenting on a porno.
And leaving comments.
Yeah.
Like, who's looking at comments?
Because I see that that's on there. And I see that it's like, sign in to
site.
To your ex,
it's called Nude Africa.
Oh, hold on a second. Let's. Even though it does nothing, it does help me. It's going to go incognito here, Ed. Incognito, and we're going to type in Nude Africa. Ooh, Ed, are you speaking of this? There's a show. I don't know what it's called. It's got Vince Vaughn in it, and it's on Apple.
Oh, I heard it's good.
It's kind of good. It's got like an Elmore Leonard vibe to it. Yeah. He's a detective. It's in Florida. It has a little wit to it. You know, it's like one of those summertime shows that you just throw it on and it's just kind of on and you're like mildly entertained and you want to see what happens next. And it's not Rob Delaney's in it. He plays the heavy.
Okay, I'm in.
Because it takes place in Florida and also in like the, you know, like the Virgin Islands or the Bahamas. I guess it would be the Bahamas, something like one of those. I don't know. And there's some like voodoo happening there. And there's a woman called the dragon lady or the dragon woman. And I'm just saying, like if she were to show up on Nude Africa, like I would probably make an account. All right. That's the level of a fan I am of the Dragon Lady on the Vince Vaughn show.
I'm looking forward to meeting the dragon.
Yeah, no, you should watch it. Okay. So Wait. Oh, it's all ads. See, this is like one of those real niche members. You got to be a member. Well, I'm not signing up to be. Also, it's GeoCities. Like, what? This guy's watching GeoCities.
GeoCities.
Porn? Well, it looks.
What year is this?
It looks like GeoCities. Like, it's not. It's it's HTML, but barely.
Oh. He's recorded as saying, "Slavery is not bad. I wish they would bring it back." This is a black man.
Come on.
He would take Hitler over any shit that's in Washington. He said that during Obama's presidency, he talks about how he frequented porn shops. That's totally fine. But when you kind of, your whole platform is like anti-gay, he's one of these guys protesting too much kind of thing.
CNN said it was disclosed. Yeah, exactly. CNN said it was disclosing only a small portion of Robinson's comments from 2008. Oh, my God. My mic. Hold on. Oh, my God. It's come out of the hole. Oh, here we go. Of Robinson's comments from 2008 to 2012 on the site Nude Africa due to their graphic nature, but it did record him saying slavery is not bad and I wish they would bring it back. Okay.
It's a questionable comment, you would think, for Nude Africa. The people on that site, you would think they wouldn't be pro-slavery.
No, I would think they would be against that. Yeah, yeah. I think that seems like, but like maybe, you know, maybe the kind of guys that go on that site are the kind of guys that are afraid to admit publicly that they're, you know, that they're into like the Dragon Lady, which I am not afraid to admit because I'm fucking super into the Dragon Lady. So,
gotcha.
Good for this guy. Hey, look, it's North Carolina, so
it's just weird that you would choose on a porn site be like
to sign in.
Let me drop a few comments about my views on Jews. Like, what?
Yeah.
I thought we're all here to jerk off. What's going on?
It's kind of weird. Yeah, it's it seems like a no hate zone, you know? It seems like you just want you know, keep your politics. It's like this podcast. You guys get that stuff somewhere else, you know? We're here to talk about the North Carolina Senators being on nudeafrica.com signing in, you know?
But yeah. Just comments in general. Yeah. What are you're on the site too long if you're reading comments because like you're there to watch a video and then get out.
Yeah.
No comment.
I assume that they're all because I see the comments and a lot of it's like, I wish my man would do this to me. And I'm like, oh, because you want people to sign up for your OnlyFans. We're supposed to believe that there's a woman watching porno commenting on it just like. Not because she wants you to watch her pornos, you know? Like, come on, guys. How dumb.
People aren't very clever.
No, I know.
And finally, in awful snake news.
Tell me.
A python grabbed a Thai woman and squeezed her for 2 hours before she could be freed.
What?
Now, what Thai part of women aren't very big.
No, I know. What a puss. The snake was a bitch.
Yeah, this python is like the bitch of the python.
Yes, pretty
kingdom.
Weak. Pretty weak. What part of Hoboken did this take place in, Ed? Was this... In and around your building? Do we know?
I feel like maybe I'm a Thai woman because I've had that nightmare. 4 to 5 meter long. That's 13 to 15 feet.
Yeah.
Coiled itself around her torso, squeezing her down to the floor of her kitchen.
Yeah.
There's by the head wouldn't release me. It only tightened. But like, I get they're non-venomous. But like, look, how is she living? She was constricted for 2 hours?
Yeah, I got to wait for this political act. I'm inundated with people that are fucking running for Congress and fucking city council and shit. It's just, it never ends.
My heart goes out to the people living in swing states. Like, I don't get many ads.
Yeah.
But I remember being in Florida right before one of the presidential elections. And we were like, it was like a boys weekend. We were watching lots of football and every commercial break was just political ads. Tons. It was just nonstop.
Tons. Okay. I'm going to play the video and see. Cause she appears to be on the floor in her kitchen area. Let's see. It's like a trance soundtrack. This is like what plays at the freak offs. What is this music? Police and animal control used a crowbar to hit the snake on the head until it released its grip and was later captured. Oh! Officials say the woman had several bites, but otherwise appeared to be unharmed. She's pretty skinny, too, Ed. Okay. A 64-year-old woman was preparing to do her evening dishes at her home outside Bangkok when she felt
64? This python's super bitch.
Yeah. Looked down to see a huge python taking hold of her. I was about to scoop some water when I sat down. It bit scoop me it immediately. Aram Arunraj told Thailand's Thai-Rath newspaper. And we don't play that song anymore. When I looked, I saw the snake wrapping around me. The 4 to 5 meter long python coiled itself around her torso, squeezing her down to the floor of her kitchen. I grabbed it by the head, but it wouldn't release me, she said. It only tightened. Pythons are non-venomous constrictors, which kill their prey by gradually squeezing the breath out of it. Propped up...
What's the deal? It bit her. They do bite?
Yeah. I mean, they can.
I mean, they swallow. I know, they swallow.
Yeah. I think...
Right? Don't they crush and then just, like, fully consume it?
I think the videos I watch on Instagram, and Jeff in Denver could speak to this better. I think they do, they snatch them with the mouth and then they hold you with their mouth and then they wrap you up and then they're doing jujitsu on your ass or your neck until your guts pop out. Propped up against her kitchen door, she cried for help, but it wasn't until a neighbor happened to be walking by an hour and a half later and heard her scream that authorities were called, responding to the police officer. They have police officers in Thailand? The Associated Press on Thursday the woman was still leaning against her door, looking exhausted. Boy, this snake's pretty stupid. Like,
I feel
didn't
like
even kill her.
Two hours he couldn't kill a 64-year-old Thai woman?
Yeah. I have something to admit, Ed. The other day.
You killed a 64-year-old Thai woman?
I almost killed a 50-year-old white man. Oh. The other day, I was at the gym, Ed, and the most embarrassing thing that could happen to you is obviously shitting yourself in public. That didn't happen to me, thank God.
Right.
I was at the gym, and the second most embarrassing thing that could ever happen to a man happened. I was on the bench press, and the gym was not that busy that day. And I was going to do, cause this is my training. I do sets of five heavy weights, three sets of five. So I do my warm ups, then I go to do my five sets, my three sets of five. So I do my first
You're pushing.
I do my first five and it was kind of hard. So I go, and the fifth rep was, I'm like, man, that was kind of hard. And it's a new weight for me. So then I do my second rep and I pull, you know how sometimes you grab the bar and the bar feels skinny and I'm like, oh man, this isn't too bad for me. So I go 1, 2, 3, I got it. 4 was kind of hard. 5, got it up. I'm like, okay, I did 5. No problem. I set my timer. I rest 3 minutes, Ed. I go to do my last set. Mm-hmm. I do 1, 2, 3, no problem. It was pretty easy. I bring the bar down for my fourth rep. And I could not move the bar fucking 1 inch. I couldn't, with all the strength of my body, I couldn't, I wasn't even,
the energy.
I had nothing. I couldn't, and you know how there's like levels on the bench? Like if you could just get it up a little, you could put it on the first rack.
Right.
I couldn't get it to the first rack. And I look up and there's like a guy like by my feet and I'm like, hey, hey. And he fucking couldn't hear me because he had headphones in. Ed, I was stuck there. And I'm like, fuck. So I fucking leaned and dumped the weight.
And I dumped the weight. So
I dumped the weight. And then I get up and I'm like, fuck. I felt like such a fucking loser. And I'm putting it back and I'm like, thank God nobody saw me. And then a guy comes up to me and was like, oh man, that was crazy. That sucks. Holy shit, I saw you there. And I'm like, hey, dickhead. Yeah, I've got a fucking hand over here. I'm fucking being crushed by weight. How about you just a little, can I get a little something over here to just fucking, just all I needed was just a little grab. Son of a bitch. Anyway, that's basically what the snake did to this woman. Just fucking grabbed her, held her down.
Didn't have the strength to continue.
Then. Yeah. Like the gym weights did to me the other day at the fucking gym. Anyway, Ed, we did it. Fucking great show this week. You're playing hurt. You got a little cough there. You gonna get out on the bike tomorrow?
Sorry for the coughs.
Oh, I don't care about that. Yeah, get out on the bike. Get breathing.
I did a big session today. I was in the city today.
Keep moving. Keep that body moving. Get that heart beating. Yeah. Get out there. Yeah. Get the sunshine. The fucking vitamin D.
The vitamin C. D.
Right. Yes. Get the D. Anyway, for Ed Daily, my name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for being a Red Circle subscriber. Tell your friends. We love you very much. And we will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud.